us win this battle.
Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All the conversation tonight has so far been about the couch odyssey and the time that I spent in jail over the weekend and the insanity of what happened in Keene District Court on Friday. A lot of the details on this can be found over at freekeen.com, but apparently I'm just now kind of stumbling across some of the things that were written about this on the internet, and I thanked us everybody for doing whatever level of activism they did to help out with this situation, because that's what's going to make a difference when you're here, is having those activists behind you when you're ready to do something like this, if you're going to be doing something like that. Of course, there's a role for people like you, Mark, with the families and the more of the assets on the line, and I think that we'll have Sam on at some point from the Obscured Tooth Network to talk about the activist fund that's being created to help support those people that are willing to put their freedom on the line in order to help gain more freedom for everybody down the long term. So people that are, you know, they feel like they've got too much to risk, they can contribute financially to this fund that's coming up, and they can feel good because not only can they make phone calls and do stuff like that, but they've also, you know, for somebody who might be a single man, I mean, I am somebody who I'm wealthy enough to where being out of work like that, I've got you folks here that can, Mark, you and the rest of the crew, Julia and Nick Ryder and all these great people
ahead
behind the scenes, you know, who can step up and take care of the show. So my business thing side was handled, and my house is paid off. So, you know, it's not like there were a whole lot of bills due or anything like that. I had the wealth to be able to handle this myself without having some sort of activist fund backing me up. But having that fund, I think, would be a real help for a lot of people out there that might be on the fence. Like, well, you know, I don't have a lot to risk, but at the same time, nobody's going to pay my rent if I'm in jail for 3 months. So yeah, having somebody step up and take care of those things in your absence could be really valuable. And I know that that Sam from the Obscured Tooth Network is working on that. I know we'll be talking more about it as it comes to fruition. Of course, more activists moving to New Hampshire. That's all exciting. There's a lot to discuss here. But let's go to Tom in New Hampshire and see what he wants to talk about. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
You remember when you were talking about national service, and you were trying to get a straight answer about whether national service would be compulsory or voluntary, and you were running around trying to find, did you ever get a straight answer from these people?
It seems like the people that are advocating for national service, many of the more, I guess many of the larger groups are shying away from suggesting that it should be mandatory, but at the same time, they're not saying necessarily they would vehemently oppose it if it were. They're not really taking any real firm approaches on this, and I think blogofbile.com really has some actual quotes from the people over at Service Nation.
You know what's going on there with these idiots is, they come up with this brilliant idea called national service, the one cause that can unite all Americans. And they actually don't grasp the concept that some people would not want to sign up and go into this thing, because this is what makes Americans Americans. This is our one common bond in their twisted thing in their minds. But after listening to what you were talking about, by the way, about going to jail for the weekend, I just wanted to point out that on October 31st, the night of October 31st, a University City cop was sitting in a patrol car at the intersection of Leland Avenue and Del Mar Boulevard, when along came a human being that had a bone to pick with cops, and it seems the human being had been busted for assault and leaving the scene of an accident, but also for drug crimes. And the human being proceeded to gun down University Police Sergeant Michael King. And so Michael King wasn't one of the cops that's going to be in these courtrooms doing stuff like that.
Yes, but there are plenty of other cops who will replace Mr. King in the same
right
way
now,
that if...
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I see where you're coming from on that, and I understand the anger. However, you have to remember that violence is not the solution here, and it never is in situations like this. I mean, unless it gets really, really bad. I mean, really bad, like they're actively occupying the streets and throwing people in gulags and things like that. unless it gets really bad. I think there is a line in the sand somewhere, but I don't think we're even close to it yet. I think we've got a lot of peaceful options that need to be exhausted. I think a lot of activists need to move here to New Hampshire and get active in various different ways, and we'll try every single peaceful solution first. And I think the tides are turning. I think that it's only a matter of time before the state withers away and dies its most needed death. So violence, no, not the solution. Besides, if you're violent to these people, you're giving them what they want because they can respond to violence. This is what they're trained for. Yeah. That's what they're ready for. And you're lowering yourself to their level. If something was to someone was to go out and be violent to these government bureaucrats that are violent to us, then you're no better than they are.
You know, I think you've made a really great point there in this case where you did your couch thing. You did prove that the bureaucrats don't know what to do. The judge put himself in a really vulnerable position legally. Whether or not you decide to take that up is something that you've got to decide later, but he put himself in a very vulnerable position legally, and it goes to show he understands how to take care of violent people. You saw how he reacted in the video.
I didn't see the video.
Well, you need to see the video, because once you get a chance to see the video, you'll realize, wow, like, he never gave you a chance to do anything. No. He just jumped on you.
Yep.
And it's because this guy doesn't, you know, he's not familiar with this sort of circumstance. And I think that he normally is a very fair man, and that's my experience of him. But
except for the fact that he puts drug people in prison. I mean, he's doing a bad job. And it's like you were saying earlier, a lot of these bureaucrats, maybe nice folks. I mean, for instance, when I went into the jail, I was pretty upset that I didn't get to go, because I was intending to go to Panera afterwards and have some hot cocoa with my activist buddies here in Keene and celebrate our victory, which didn't work out. So I was kind of in a bit of a pissy mood as a result of that. But otherwise, the bureaucrats were respectful. I mean, the guys that were working at this jail, again, it's like same old story, right? I'm just doing my job. Hey, you're an okay guy. You treat me with respect. I'll treat you with respect. I mean, there may be some sadists in there, but I didn't get, you know, any of that vibe, because I was being essentially obedient to them and, you know, giving them the information they were looking for. Because if I didn't, they were going to put me in solitary, and that would have been even more awful. I would have never been able to call you, Mark. I would have certainly never been able to talk to Julia. And so, I mean, for somebody like Lauren Canario, who can get put into solitary, I just, wow. That is amazing right there. But one of the things you might want to point out is that Lauren Canario, for whatever reason, can get away with that, and nobody else can. They hurt Russell Canning when he tried non-cooperating in jail. His wife, Kat, both of these great folks, great activists here, they're the publishers of the New Hampshire Free Press, Kat was also hurt. So it wasn't just because Lauren was a woman. Maybe it's because she's a relatively small and frail-looking woman. I'm not sure. But so far, Lauren Canario has been the only person who's been able to successfully be civilly disobedient in jail, and as far as we know, not have her head cracked against the cement or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not – I don't necessarily recommend that. I think that once you're in there, you should, you know, play along and be kind to these people. And they were – I have no complaints about the way that these people were doing their jobs there. I think that they were all pretty nice folk. And it's like you said, Mark, they're doing an awful job. They're doing terrible things to people.
Not that they're doing the job poorly. They're doing the job far too well, in my opinion.
Right. If they were
only doing a job that is evil.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
What they're doing is evil for the most part. And you know what the interesting thing is? A lot of these cops and these enforcers and the COs and the attorneys and all of these people, the judges, I'm sure they fancy themselves as heroic. I'm sure that a lot of them, you know, with their awards and the things that they sort of pat each other on the back, like, yeah, good job, you've got, you know, gotten these many arrests or whatever. They want to believe they're doing the right thing. They want to believe that they're doing something that's heroic and beneficial to mankind, but it's just not true. It's not. If what they were doing was only dealing with people who hurt other people or destroyed property, if that was all they were dealing with was those kinds of people, then they really would be heroes. People would be lauding them from the rooftops. I mean, if this Judge Burke turns around next week and decides to, no, you know, I'm not going to hear that case. That's about drugs. Nope, that's out of here. That's about, you know, speeding, or that's out of here. If he just all of a sudden only started hearing cases about domestic violence or rape or assault, battery, murder, that sort of stuff, arson, then who would have any complaint with him? He'd never have another activist sitting in his courtroom ever. So he could turn it around. These individual bureaucrats could turn it around, but none of them will, because they're all worried about their paycheck. Even if they believe in this. I mean, the guy that runs the prison is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Richard Van Wickler.
What's he going to do?
He can turn people out. As the superintendent, he could turn out every one of those drug prisoners in his prison.
Hmm.
But he doesn't.
Must be looking for a promotion up the line or something.
Well, the hammer's probably going to come down on him if he does.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That's why we need more activists here in New Hampshire as possible, doing activism on the political side and on the market-based activism side, and more media. I mean, we need more, because the more people we have, the more ideas will be generated, the more activism will happen, and the faster we'll get to freedom, period. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
So I've been taking this diet pill, Dex-C20, for probably about 3 months now, and I've been steadily losing weight on it, and I can't begin to tell people how amazing this thing is. I wouldn't do another sponsorship for another diet pill unless it could do the kind of things that Dex-C20 does. I can't take a diet pill because it makes me nervous and jittery. I wouldn't recommend a diet pill where I wasn't able to say, look, I lost weight. Well, I did lose weight, and it doesn't make me jittery. If you want to lose weight, if you don't want to eat as much during this holiday season, even though you'll still feel full, you'll still feel like you've stuffed yourself on Christmas, you can try Dex-C20. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, any of those places, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. I recommend it. It's been great for me, Dex-C20. And I've gotten lots of emails from listeners that have said they've tried it now, and they didn't believe me at first, but now they've tried it, and it's worked for them.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Most of the calls have been focusing on my odyssey in regards to the Freedom Couch, which will probably be removed at some point this week. I did make that promise to Mr. Burke. And so, yes, it's true. I did bow down. However, I would point out that...
Did you tell him where you were going to put the Freedom Couch? But did you make a promise?
I told him I'd get rid of it.
That's get all. Rid of it? Like, yeah. You could drop it off at the county courthouse?
I would not do that.
That city hall?
I'm not going to do that.
I'm just saying.
I've got to keep my head down at this point, Mark. My job, I feel like at this point, my job is to communicate the rest of the great liberty activism that is going on. That's what it has always been. But at the same time, I couldn't get on the air and say, hey, you should try non-cooperation when I myself had never actually done it. And so now I did, and I can say that I've spent some time in the pokey as a result of it. So, right. So I got my cred.
It's no great thing.
Yeah, no, but I didn't, I didn't stay all 93 days, and would I have ended up staying all 93? Probably not. I imagine that if I hadn't have begged this morning, eventually the sentence probably would have been cut down because of all the activism, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
However, I could not allow what was happening in my personal life to continue, and it just... When you've got a loved one who is all alone at home and is being consoled by friends and having a really tough time, you want to end it as quick as possible. And that's what I did, and I don't feel like I did the wrong thing one moment. I don't feel like I bowed down to Judge Mr. Burke as much as I did what I needed to do to get back together with my wonderful girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
So, as I say, someone else should pick up the mantle at this point, whether it be here in Keene or across New Hampshire. I don't recommend you do this anywhere but New Hampshire, by the way. I know that, I say experiment with it, but if you're all alone out there and wherever you are and you don't have activists to back you up, it's a lonely world.
I was kind of thinking about this, and pardon me to be very, very frank right now about freedom activist Lauren Canario and Russell Canning for a minute. These guys, what were they doing before they became non-cooperative freedom activists?
I don't know.
Not much. They're pretty average folks doing mm-hmm. average lives.
Sure.
They got fed
Russell
up.
Russell was an accountant.
They came here and they thought they'd try some stuff. And, it's really just a learn as you go. They're, to some extent, famous, iconic.
Yeah.
They've been extolled for their virtues.
They were inspirational to me.
They're inspirational. People consider them heroes. Where can the average person get that in their life? How can the average person be a hero? Well, if a building's on fire, I suppose you can run in.
Yeah.
But your moment of fame's gone in a flash at that point.
Okay.
I mean, you're a hero for a moment. I mean, I pulled a guy out of a van that was, I had some problems on the road, but that day, I got like one day's worth of, people saying, hey, good job. These people are getting attention from that standpoint, and if that's important to you, and that's important to many humans.
Okay.
If you look at what motivates humans, it's not always greed for money. It's greed for the attention of other human beings, the accolades.
What are you getting at?
I'm just saying, look. These, if somebody wants that, if they believe in liberty, this is a relatively easy way to sort of become a hero. Do you know what I mean?
Well, are you critiquing or something?
I don't
understand.
No, no. Just saying, looking at it frankly, things that motivate people, right?
Okay.
Like if I was saying, here's a place where you could go dig and get a barrel full of gold.
It's a expensive cost, though. I mean, Lauren Canario is sitting in jail for 30 days as a result of some minor civil disobedience, some minor non-cooperation. Is she a hero? Yeah, but man, she's paying a price. And so is her husband, Jim, by the way. I mean, it's been six times, I believe, that Lauren has been arrested and put in a jail cell. And Jim is the biggest victim of all of this, her husband. You know, I had the chance to talk to him. He happened to be over at your house over the weekend when I called you at one point, and it can't be easy on him. And the thing about Lauren is she is not just a non-cooperative. She's a civil disobedient. I mean, she'll go out and she'll stir it up. They brought this fight to me. I didn't go out looking for this. They came after me, and I think that's a kind of a better position to be coming from. That's just my opinion. I think I have a lot of respect for what Lauren and Russell have done and the activism they do, because it brought me here sooner rather than later, and I hope that my little bit, I'm sure Julia would consider it a sacrifice, but I still prefer the term investment. My investment in spending my weekend in jail as a result of this couch situation, I hope, and you said that you got emails, so if it's true that more people will come here sooner rather than later and get active in whatever way suits them, whether it be, you know, behind the scenes quietly contributing money to the various different activism funds, whether it be doing political activism or your own non-cooperation, civil disobedience, creating your own media, whatever it is that floats your boat, there's nowhere better than here to do it. Let's go back to the calls here and talk to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's good to have you back in, I must say that. And Mark, you did a great job while he was away.
Thanks, I've gotten mixed reviews.
Well, you can't please everybody.
Tell you the truth, I really enjoyed the show. Friday you seemed a little bit, you know, maybe kind of in shock, but the Saturday show I thought was really great.
Very good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the main thing was I wanted to find out if you ever asked what constitutes outdoor furniture.
You know, my thing at that particular trial was not to actually attempt to play with their rules. However, that's what I'm going to have to do essentially for the next one, because I've told him that I'll play by the book basically for the next one. So I was trying to ask questions about the nature and the cause of the proceedings, a la, you know, Sam or Mark Stevens. I don't know if I went about it the right way, but I think that, you know, you're in a situation where there is no magic words. There are no magic questions. I mean, the man wouldn't even let me get a question out without putting me in handcuffs and throwing me in a prison cell. So, I mean, if they've got a mind to put you in a cell, that's what's going to happen, and it won't matter what you say, because really what this is all about, I mean, really what it all comes down to, and it's always been this way, it has nothing to do with consent. Your consent is not required. These are a violent gang. Men and women that are willing to do violence against their neighbors, and it's all about obedience and money, period. That's it.
He was making a point, you know, and that's why you didn't even get to. I mean, I was kind of confused when, you know, I watched the video and you were standing up, and then he was telling you to sit down, and nobody else was sitting down yet. It didn't seem like. And I mean, when you have somebody screaming at you like three or four times, like you just kind of pause.
Yeah, I don't listen to you. When you yell, it's my same point about the couch. When you threaten me, I don't respond well to that. When you yell at me, I don't respond well to that. Try being nice.
Was there a couple of people in that courtroom telling you like sit down, because it seemed like there was, like, you know.
I think so. I think it was just the judge that was yelling. I haven't seen the video. It's over at freekeen.com. I thank you, Neil, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Toby Islin from Free Minds TV and I are both going to be going back to this very same court next month on the Freedom Fest issues. We'll have to talk about that. Hopefully more folks can show up for that one. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-913-5949. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-913-5949. That's 1-800-913-5949. 1-800-913-5949.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine and the Archives and the updates. We give it all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. I mean, the Archives, we give you an entire year. Right there on the front page of the website. Click download. They're yours. FreeTalkLive.com.
So I read this book. It was sent to me by an author, here, local author here in Keene, who's claimed to be a libertarian. And I usually give books the first 50 pages or so. And it's, I have the 51-page rule.
Okay.
If I don't enjoy it at 51 pages,
you're done.
Yeah, I put it in. But this book, I read when I, you know, at times when I wasn't my normal reading time. It was so good. It's Sex with the Virgin Mary, and it's about the adventures of this guy that, you know, maybe he had a vision, maybe he's a hustler. But you can find out more by going to sexwiththevirginmary.com, or you can buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and we get a little bit off of it. That's sexwiththevirginmary.com. I recommend it.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about so many different aspects to the Freedom Couch Odyssey, the time that I spent in jail over the weekend, the fact that this judge, so-called Judge Burke here in Keene, he calls himself a justice. I still don't know what the difference is. Anyway, Justice Burke, threw me in a prison cell for what was originally supposed to be 93 days. I finally did bow down to his power, his greatness, and essentially begged for mercy so I could get out and be with my girlfriend again. And they let me out after 3 days was up. Which, by the way, I'd like to point out that they did not credit me the 3 days towards the $50 a day amount that it's supposed to get you on fines. So in addition to the 3 days, I'm going to still have to pay them a fine or work 10 hours community service. So anyway, so there's a lot of people that are coming here to get active, I think, as a result of this, perhaps sooner rather than later. I think that's great. I think that's exciting because the more that they crack down, the more that they're going to inspire. I'm reading one of the articles here over at homelandstupidity.us, and Dale Everett, the artist over at anarchyinyourhead.com, has a few interesting things to say about the situation. He was actually in the courtroom that day. He had the ability to come out because he works for himself, didn't have a job to go to or anything like that. And it's nice when you work for yourself. You can schedule things like this. And he said about what the judge did there, or Justice Burke did, he said it was oppressive. They had a notice posted, obviously targeting us, liberty activists, saying anyone who didn't stand for the judge would be subject to sanction. So I left. I wasn't prepared to get arrested today. He said the tyranny was stifling. It's the kind of experience that makes you rethink everything. And just to be clear, I don't mean rethinking everything in terms of backing off. Quite the opposite. So what's going to happen is if they decide to continue this crackdown on whomever the victim, the next victim might be, they're just going to inspire more activism. So it's like, why don't they get it yet? How long will it take them to understand this? That the more they strike people down, the more people are going
to
stand up.
What are they
up.
Supposed to do, Ian?
They should just leave people alone.
I understand what you
they
want
last,
them to
their
do.
Their power will last
longer. Wait. Listen to me. If they don't do anything, the Free State Project's going to grow and get more successful.
Sure.
If they do something, the Free State Project's going to grow and get more successful.
Faster, in my opinion.
Okay.
Faster.
I don't think so.
I think they're hastening their demise by being violent like this.
I disagree.
Like you said, the video, which I've not yet watched, makes it crystal clear. This is tyranny. Plain and simple. But if they ignore this, it's the only card they have to play.
I mean, it's...
But they don't have to play it. That's all I'm saying. The other card is to let people alone.
Yeah,
in which case, then less people would be inspired to do something about this. I mean, if they had just let me walk out of that court like they had some of the other activists in the past, it would have got very little coverage, very little would have been said about it, and everybody would have just moved on. Yeah, some people would still come in here in New Hampshire, and specifically to Keene, but I don't think it would have been as fast and as people wouldn't be as upset about what was going on here. Let's go to Tom, who is in New York. Tom, one of the documentarians behind A Candid World, which is currently in production. It's actually a documentary all about the Free State Project. You're on the line.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Tom, what's on your mind?
Not too much. No, I think that Lee from Cheshire TV, who called in earlier, has a real point. Because I must say, I felt a little gypped driving all the way up to New York, and I had put in all of the legwork that one possibly could have done going in, and when I got there, I was still told that I needed to have a press pass.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
You had to have a piece of paper laminated hanging around your neck to be in as the official press. That's all it would have taken. Tom? I think we lost Tom. You can call back. 800-259-9231. He's the guy that was there, and I believe it's his camera that the footage came from. Mark, are you aware of this? I think he was the only one with a camera in there, wasn't he?
That's correct.
So the footage that's on freekeen.com came from Tom from A Candid World. And, yeah, they tried to stop him from going in, but then they decided to allow a non-professional photographer in who didn't have a press pass.
Well, I'd have only got my press pass, so that wouldn't have stopped anything. But the fact is, it didn't matter.
The judge walked in,
freaked out, hung from the chandelier, drug you off into a secret courtroom.
Yeah, and shut off his camera.
And shut off the camera, and he couldn't even videotape the
television.
The television. Right. This is the crappiest television you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a television in prison like this. it was, you know, the...
I was surprised.
I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
It was maybe a 20-inch screen sitting 50 feet away.
They had a tough time getting their video conference stuff working this morning for when I talked to so-called Justice Burke at that time. And, you know, I really hope that if Mr. Burke is listening tonight, that he really reconsiders and starts to do the right thing out there, man, because
I'm of the opinion
the activists aren't going to let up.
I suspect somebody's listening, and yeah. I'm of the opinion that Mr. Burke has been really fair up to this point, and then like the pressure
lost
was
it.
Put on him for some reason.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he lost
no.
it. I think they
he
somebody
was following orders.
Forced him to do something that was against his
Who's
nature.
Who's above him?
I don't know. These people, you know, they've got their little clubs and cliques and
the good old boys network.
I don't know who pushed whom to do what, but he was acting outside of his nature, and it was so far outside that you can see the guy wasn't even – it didn't even look rational.
Well,
now, a guy that's mean and nasty would have done much better job covering his tracks on this than, mm-hmm. than Judge Burke, because Judge Burke has not been that way at the, up to this point.
Well, I think what I might do is what I've sort of been doing as a result of – and it was actually one of them that started this. It was Fred Parcells, one of the former city councilors that actually invited us out to some lunch. And I invited the couch enforcer out to lunch, and maybe I'll invite old Justice Burke out to lunch, and we'll have a conversation. Of course, you can't actually talk to the judges. You can't get a message to them through the court, which is why I sent a letter to his home, which apparently is illegal. So they didn't charge me with that particular crime, by the way, the so-called crime of an ex parte communication with the judge. Mark, have you heard about this?
No.
That you can't send any communication to a judge at his home during a situation where there's a trial going on?
No, of course you can't send a letter to a judge's house when there's a trial going on. You can't send a letter to a judge's house anyway if you're...
Period?
If you're talking
Ever?
To him about legal stuff.
Well, I wasn't talking about legal stuff. I was just imploring him to stop doing the wrong thing and to start, ignoring cases that that don't involve a victim. That's all. That's the point. It was my point of my letter, and he called it possibly threatening.
Yeah, I knew that. I'm sure that he considered it threatening.
Which it wasn't in any way, shape, or form. If we have time, we'll share that with you, but we need to go back to your calls here. To the Amp Lines, who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Tom calling
back.
I got dropped out.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So what I was saying is I think that Lee from Cheshire has a point, because as I was saying, I felt a little gypped driving all the way up there, and then when I got there, despite the fact that I had gone through all the legwork, they still told me I needed to have a press pass, which I don't know why I wasn't told that beforehand.
Arbitrary.
And,
it's just arbitrary enforcement of whatever they want. That's all it is.
Right. So, fortunately I was able to get in, but to the detriment of whoever else wanted to get in there to do it. Once everything went to contempt of court, you went to the back room. I was told I had to turn the camera off, and I wasn't allowed to bring the camera back there, which, once again, is arbitrary.
Yep.
So I do feel that there's definitely a case there.
That's a totally separate case from the outrageousness of the contempt of court charges. That's a freedom of speech case right there, freedom of the press case. So, I mean, your rights were oppressed right there in that same courtroom that day.
Right. Absolutely. And on top of that, you can't really, I know you haven't seen the video yet, it doesn't come across as clear in the video, but when you were there doing it, you could really feel it. They intentionally, when everything started to happen, they intentionally walked in front of the camera and blocked my shot.
That is amazing.
Or a portion of it. Then they moved, and then they came back and blocked it again.
The entire thing was so orchestrated, and I don't know if you had more, but hang on. We'll try to keep you on here if there's more from Tom from A Candid World. He was the man who got the footage that we do have up at freekeen.com. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, even if it's a used item, anything that you load into your shopping cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, get your holiday shopping done, and buy all the regular stuff that you need for life there, too, because you're going to find the prices are great. It's the brands that you trust, and you're going to get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Plus, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, we go back to Tom in New York. Tom, the documentarian, one of the two documentarians behind A Candid World. What's your website, Tom, so people can go and see some of the work that some of the preview work that you've got up there, if I think, for your upcoming documentary?
It's www.candid-world.com.
Is it A Candid World or just Candid World? I might, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry about that. Is it Candid World?
It's just Candid World for the website.
Candid-world.com. That's your site. You do have a preview video up there, right, for the project?
Yeah, we have a trailer, and shortly, you know, we're going to have a little short about the whole couch incident that just happened.
So way cool.
Just, yep. By the end of the week,
very
I hope.
Cool. So you had your freedom of the press absolutely infringed upon. You were there. This Justice Burke here in Keene District Court had you shut down your camera right in the middle of the so-called public trial. Pretty outrageous. I don't know if there's anything. I'm sure you could do something if you wanted to take action. I'm not sure what action can be taken about that. Dennis earlier suggested going through the New Hampshire legislature. Of course, there's also obviously the legal route as well. So I don't know if you're going to make any moves on this, but you definitely had your freedoms infringed upon that day as well.
Yeah, you know, I really don't know what I would do about it at this point. I wasn't very prepared then, but I definitely do feel like I was infringed upon.
Absolutely, and I feel like your cell phone has been infringed upon, or either that or our VoIP line, and I thank you for the call tonight, Tom, and we continue with your calls about anything. Todd is on the line in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. This is, I believe, Todd from Liberty Cap Talk Live.
Hey, my friend, how's it going? Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, dude, and thank you to you. You're a blogger, and thank you to Michael from HomelandStupidity.us and all of the great bloggers over at FreeKeen.com anybody else. Manuel Laura over at LouRockwell.com got us on the blog there. Thank you to anybody that gave us coverage online, and, of course, anybody that that did any other level of activism in regards to this. It's all thanks to you that I think it went as well as it could have gone.
Oh, no problem. I just got one question for you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Did they do anything, like, remotely sexual with you in the prison the entire time?
People always want to know this. This is, like, the first thing that people want to know when you talk about having gone to jail is, why did you go there, and did you get raped when you were there?
As I said, that it was a relatively positive experience. The bureaucrats that were working there were very professional. Most of them were quite respectful, and it was like, you know...
It's not the bureaucrats that are going to bugger you, Ian.
Oh, you were talking about the prisoners.
I thought they were just going to tattoo you, you know? I thought they were just going to do that, but no.
No, the guys that I was in with mostly were there for drug-related stuff, a couple of them for driving while suspended, which I think stemmed originally from drug-related charges. So, I mean, these were all guys that really understood the idea of leave people alone. If you don't have a victim, there is no crime. And, of course, we got to talk about liberty. And, of course, a lot of the guards found out about Free Talk Live as a result of me being there. So who knows what...
Well,
this will do for people.
You know, I mean, in all seriousness, I was just wondering, you said that you only served the 3 days, of course, that's having been true, but the other 90, what's going to happen from this point on? What's the game plan that they have in mind for you?
They want money, and obviously they want the couch gone, and they want me to be a good little boy for the next 90 days. No felonies, no misdemeanors, or major motor vehicle violations as defined by the Motor Vehicle Code. This is from his final order today.
Well, here's my suggestion here, and this is something that a lot of liberty activists, and I'm trying to speed things up so I can just move to New Hampshire early next year or sometime next year, hopefully. But the whole thing here is this. We need to really be far more prepared for anything that happens by next year. And on top of that, I was just telling Mark on Google Talk, they have these pens out now where if you're in the courtroom and you're addressing the judge and you're writing some stuff down, it can actually record the entire conversation WAVE files. I was talking to Mike Seebeck, who's a good liberty activist out in California. And he was telling me, well, they have these pens out now where you can just, if you're writing in the courtroom or if you're just anywhere, it'll just record it.
That might be a surreptitious recording, and they might not like that too much. That could get you also arrested, apparently, here in New Hampshire for recording without them knowing.
How do they find out who did it?
That's true. They wouldn't know. That's a good point. So what you're basically talking about is using spy equipment to record in very surreptitious ways. And I think it's a fine idea. I mean, and I think the very surreptitious...
Well, I think that what's a bad idea, I'm not ready to go out and say, break laws or anything like that. But what I think is terrible is that people would be driven to this to get for the public.
In America?
I mean, I'm paying for this damn court. We deserve an open judiciary. This is out of the cage crazy.
Yeah.
The judge can throw cameras out of the courtroom?
Get here, Todd, and get active in whatever way that you think is best. The more activism we have, the more befuddled these government bureaucrats are going to be. They barely know how to handle a handful of activists.
I just want to say one more thing here.
Yes,
you know, it's great that you're out, but this is far from over.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, there's plenty of more on the way to come from them.
Well, I hope it doesn't come at me because this was
a little boy for the next 90 days, but we're going to be watching them.
Yeah, I hope whatever comes next doesn't come at me, but I have to say that Toby is in the crosshairs from Free Minds TV, as well as myself. We're both going to be back in this very same court in front of the very same Justice Burke in regards to the Freedom Fest so-called violations, where they cited Toby and I for being the organizers of this event that was pulled off without a government permit, essentially people assembling using their First Amendment right to freedom of assembly, and they are saying that you apparently can't have the freedom of assembly without going and begging for permission. permission, which isn't a right. That's a privilege. And, you know, I'm going to take it and play it straight this time and go through their little play their little game and play by their rules. And I think I can beat it just by, you know, Mark, you said they have to prove their case that it was even me that was doing these things, which they probably
right.
can't prove. And secondly,
absolutely.
I'd like to point out the First Amendment in the courtroom, you know, have the same the prosecutor, the guy that wrote the ticket, who's also a cop, have him read the First Amendment and maybe ask him a few other questions in regards to that and say, okay, well, there you have it. You know, but unfortunately, yep. I'm in a situation today where I don't have the ability to be as disobedient as I was a week ago. I can't go out and do this again to Julia. So somebody else is going to have to pick up the mantle, I think, for the civil disobedience at this point. I would love to get out there and continue this. And when Julia is ready for it, then that can happen. But for now, I'm going to have to play the role of communicator.
Well, all you got to do is lay low and just take it easy, and we'll pick up the pieces here. Because let me tell you something. Like I said before, they may be watching you, but we're going
to
be watching them.
Thanks, Todd.
Any wrong moves they make?
Oh, yeah, if you're there still. Go ahead. Any wrong moves? All right,
any wrong moves they make, it's over for them.
Thanks, Todd. It's almost over for them. You know, the tides are turning. I don't think they realize it yet, but I don't know how many phone calls they got at the district court, so who knows what they realize at this point. You can bring up anything. Here we go to Andy, listening also in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just had a couple comments about a couple experiences I've had lately. Maybe 6 months ago or so, I went to the public library in my county in Michigan and was looking for something by Ron Paul to read. And so I looked him up in their little thing, and he wasn't in there.
Yes.
So that was the first thing. And then today I had another experience. I went to...
Well, I'd like to, before you go on your other experience, I'd like to point out that many libraries, obviously, they can't carry every single book, so it might be a situation where you could contribute the book. Many libraries will take contributions, so if you were to purchase the Ron Paul book or Harry Brown book or whatever it is, book Mary Roark, whatever book you want to them to have on their shelves, and donate it to them, they might put it
up there. Well, then I guess I'll give them my Ron Paul book tomorrow.
There you go.
And
second point.
Then at Borders, I went to Borders today, or someplace, well, it was one of those, the same corporate umbrella. And I asked them if they had anything by Dr. Mary Ruart, because I'm looking for the turn of the century version of Healing Our World.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy it. And they said, well, we only have Healing Our World, 1993, out of print, we can't order it.
Well, that's not good.
Thanks
for nothing, guys.
You know,
make it easy on yourself. I believe Amazon has it. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com.
He's saying there's a conspiracy.
I see. I don't know what there is. It's just, you know, it's not a hugely popular book. It's a real gem, and I highly recommend it to anybody. And I thank you for the call tonight. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Pick it up there. And I'm sure Mary is selling it through her website as well at ruart.com. But if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a cut. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Did you know?